The Buncombe County COVID-19 metrics are on the North Carolina COVID dashboard. Data from the week ending on June 18th indicate. The CDC reports that the risk level for Buncombe County is low for the week ending June 23rd. For a community at a low risk level, the CDC recommends have well-ventilated indoor spaces. If you are at high risk for severe illness, consider wearing a mask indoors in public and take additional precautions. There are 182 cases per 100,000 residents in the last 7 days, down from 224 cases from the previous week. 66% of the total population have received their full primary vaccination series. This is unchanged for over 3 months. 64% of people with full primary vaccination have had at least one booster. This is unchanged from last week. The 7-day daily average of COVID-19 hospitalizations has decreased since last week, and of ICU patients are unchanged over the previous week. Wastewater surveillance may provide an early warning before individual testing shows that COVID-19 is spreading. The state dashboard reports that the 15-day rate of change of viral load for Buncombe County is moderately increasing from the time period ending on June 15th. The CDC website reports no change for the time period ending June 22nd. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends get vaccinated and boosted when eligible. People with any COVID symptoms or exposure to someone with COVID should get tested. People who are positive for COVID-19 or do not feel well should stay home. Vaccination sites and testing sites can be located through the North Carolina and Buncombe County Department of Health and Human Services. Save your face masks. The risk level may rise with a new variant. A person at high risk for severe illness should speak with their healthcare provider. Mask wearing is recommended for persons with a positive test, having symptoms, or exposure to someone with COVID-19. Effective May 4th, the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services and the CDC recommend wearing masks in healthcare and long-term care settings. The N95 or KN95 mask offers the best protection. Wear a mask that is well-fitting